Ladies, repeat this affirmation. Blessed are you, God or Lord, King of the universe, for having made me according to his will, who created women as the crown of creation. We ask for a complete recovery for sick people in our communities and in Jamaica and all across the world. We pray for the welfare of others, and we ask God to bless our homes and our loved ones. In these precious moments, I reflect on the generations of women who have prayed such words and thank God for something even greater, for endowing us with an innate sense of holiness. May this week arrive to bring us perfect faith, love of, and an attachment to good friends, and an attachment to our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring into our lives kindness, good fortune, and blessing. Bring into our lives success, good health, wealth, and honor. Bring blessings upon our husbands, children, lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, 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 world. We're honored you came back for season two of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matherson with my ladies Claudia Lewis, everybody called Queen Trina, and Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We like, come again, queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean queens in the ATL.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Yeah, man.
Feel the vibes, man.
So today is a National Send a Card to a Friend Day. Go ahead and just do that and encourage somebody today. But it's also Black History, and I'm excited for that because we get to celebrate our people. As far as I'm concerned, every day is Black History Day. But let's just celebrate some people who have left a mark on our society, like Maya Angelou, who is on the American Quarter now. That's just such a wonderful thing. I want to leave a quote that she left with us, and it says, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can certainly decide not to be reduced by them." We hear you, Maya. Happy Black History Month, everybody, as we remember all of our ancestors, everyone who left a mark on our lives and who have given us the shoulders to climb on so that we can have better lives and be better people and change our world. It's also Love Month, so go ahead and start just showing love to those who mean and matter to you. You may not have them next year, so just go ahead and do it now. And if last week's episode blessed you in any way, go ahead and leave a comment on our Facebook page and let us know if it really touched your heart. And share if it did.
Love boats. This is exciting, Mindy.
Well, I say February, we're there. Love time now.
Yes, baby. Okay, guys. Okay, guess where we starting, Queen Trina?
Ooh, hey!
Loving you.
Ooh.
It's easy because you're beautiful.
Ooh, ooh.
Lovey-dovey time.
It's all about love.
It's
all about love.
Ooh, self-love. Love. Ooh. Yes, let's talk about loving yourself. What do you do for yourself that makes you feel absolutely special? Queen V?
Me know the answer. Me know the answer. Okay, so for me, I love, yes, it might be because I was an only child for a long period of time, but I love to be by myself. I take quiet times, and I think one of the good things with having a partner who understands you is when you do take that time for yourself, it's not, that partner doesn't feel as if he's neglected, but knows that that time is what you need for your recharge. It's what you need for you to be a better you. And I get that. I have that on a Sunday. And everybody and my son, everybody has their time where they have time where they just focus on what they want to do, what gives them joy. For me, I just chill and be in quietness. I like comedies, so of course, laughter has to be in my time of love. I also love baths with and showers with, you know, essential oils, and I love my eucalyptus and peppermint and my eucalyptus and spearmint oils, and I just lather my body and just light up my candles and I listen to my music. But that time that I have with myself is how I show myself love. Then I can show my family love because I'm all loved up and I can give the love.
Back to Queen Trina, when she said how she love on herself, trust me, she have a standing date in her calendar with herself.
Listen, oh my God. First of all, I love being pampered. So I literally pamper myself. That is from doing my facial, doing my nails, doing a pedi. I love just oiling my body down. Veronica, I feel you on that, girl. I love the oils. I like, and I actually love to set the mood too. Because I feel like I'm at the spa. Because girl, no one's going to treat me as good as I treat myself. So I have my water with my mint and my lemon in it. You can't tell me I'm not at one of these nice spas getting my drink. I have my drink. I have the candles. I have the oil, the essential oils. I have everything going because it's all about me. So I love to pamper myself and I love the dates. Listen, ain't no one can date me like me, girl. When I go out, I'm doing the whole 3 to 5 course meal. Can't even love my belly.
Trina, hold on there. People, una stick up in. Trina, you count yourself a 5-course meal?
Ah, well, yes, sir. My girl, I sit there and I become a food critic.
I'm dead in there.
So hold on. I know that there's me, myself, and I. Who is the next two people?
We're craving. We're coming back around. We're craving, you know? Forget some creative tea. Now you have to talk up the things, man.
Me just wonder who's the next two people because I know me, myself,
belly
and I,
full,
but who else?
The belly full. Okay.
Treat that feed every part twice.
Hello, twice. When it nice, you got to do it twice. I'll be like, ooh, this tastes good. Let me have another. What? Listen. But I know how I like to treat myself, so I have standards in how someone else is supposed to treat me.
That is the thing. A lot of us, if you don't have your own standards, how are you going to know what you like from what you don't like?
But you know, honestly, the biggest gift I've given to myself is just really loving who I am. Loving myself unconditionally and just being authentic. Saying what I mean and meaning what I say. but being me. That's the best gift.
You know, it's so funny you say this because I remember one time, a couple years ago, Veronica took me to a conference, and it was with Lisa Nichols, remember? And I remember after that conference, I felt like, you know, you'd go and you look in the mirror at yourself sometimes, but, and you put on your makeup and you do all of these things. But there was one morning after the conference, I literally looked at every detail of my face, every detail of my frame, every detail of like my skin tone. And I actually said, I accepted them and loved them. You know, like when you're growing up, and somebody would tell you, oh, this too big or that too small, or what, this, your head big or your nose, or this is not enough. Or, you know, people always, kids are always as teenagers criticizing one another.
Mm-hmm.
So you get these complexes within yourself. And I mean, literally after that conference, I looked at my face and I looked at every detail of it. And I looked myself in the eye and I looked at every mole and I looked at my eyebrows and my forehead. And I just literally looked at myself in the mirror and just said, I value you. I'm proud of you. You're worthy. It was just me looking back at myself and giving, because, you know, sometimes words of affirmation is what some people need to feel loved. And I and instead of waiting for other people to give it to me, that morning I just felt like doing it to myself. And I'm telling you, doing that little time, I started crying so hard.
Was it like the first time you're meeting you?
It was the first time I was meeting me. Ooh. And being okay with her. That was the first time. So it was such a powerful moment for me. And it even, like when I wrote my book, I had to write about it. Not in depth like that, but I literally wrote like a little devotion, because Matthew 10 verse 30 and 31 says, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Never be afraid then. You are far more valuable than sparrows. Right? And that, it was the first time I was literally feeling that verse come alive to me. Where I'm valuable, more valuable than like the sparrows that are free out there. I'm more valuable than that. And so, guys, sometimes you have to, some mornings before you get up and run out the door, look yourself in the mirror. Look yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself you're valuable. Tell yourself you're worthy. Tell yourself, like, there's so many gifts and things inside of you that you can just say, I call forth complete enrichment of my whole self, my mind, my body, and my spirit. So you're full when you go out there. And sometimes you do it in the morning, but because we give like 300% and we're supposed to be given 100, you kind of run on empty by lunchtime. Yeah. Just like your belly starts growling. Your emotions are running on empty by then. Take a little walk away from your desk.
Or don't pick up that
outside.
Call.
Or don't pick up that call. Spend a little time with you. Put yourself on the calendar. A little mental health break for a second. And say, you know, girl, I appreciate all the gifts. The unique design, your strengths, everything that you've been giving all morning. I appreciate you, girl, for doing that. Because you see, guess what? When you start affirming yourself like this, You're unstoppable. You don't have to wait until you run on empty because you're continually filling your own self with good words, good vibes.
You also attract what you put out.
There you go.
So you want good vibes? Yeah. Give good vibes.
Yeah, think of yourself as enough. Mm. Think of yourself as, if I didn't give one more thing today, I'm complete and I'm sufficient.
Wow.
Because a lot of times we go around feeling insufficient and incomplete.
Because of comparison.
There you go. There you go.
The Beloved Queens podcast continues after the break. Soon come back.
If you're wondering how you can support and partner with us, we have some gems for you. Go to thebelovedqueens.com and click the heart at the top right-hand corner, or simply email us at info@thebelovedqueens.com. That's info@thebelovedqueens.com. And we're back. So just be okay with being your beautiful self. Check out your little new gray hairs and rock with it. And if you don't want the gray hairs like some people, you throw a little color up in there. Hey.
Hello. Me not ready yet. Me don't know what shout out, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I don't. I'm all blonde over here. Let me tell you something. I can't be bothered with no gray hair right about now. So I'm blonding all day, every day. However, that's how I love me.
I do.
Change it up.
Hello. Change it up.
Change it up. Change it up. Learn to love yourself. And when you learn to love yourself, it's easy to love other people.
Yep.
My girlfriend gave me this great affirmation that her mom gave to her when she was growing up. I love it so much I had to write this down, Queen Trina. Mm. She said her mom, and I didn't find out until her mom passed away, and she shared this with us at the funeral, and she said this is what her mom drilled in her head. And that's you, Tammy. She says, good like any, better than many, inferior to none.
Mm. Love it.
That's what her mom told her as a child. You are not inferior to anybody.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Ooh.
No matter what society tries to tell you.
No matter what. And so I love that quote so much. I gave it to Jonathan. I was like, in the mornings before you leave, tell yourself, good like any, better than many.
Period.
Inferior to none. Because our society can really, you know, treat people of color like they're inferior, especially like, you know, where we are over here. And so we come from a culture in Jamaica where we are not inferior to anybody. We're not inferior to anybody. And so I want to instill that in my boys and instill that in my children and instill that and remind myself, because sometimes you forget.
Oh, yeah.
You're inferior to nobody.
It's so funny because you see all these little cute TikToks or Instagram posts or, you know, some YouTubes where you have parents.
And for me, it's Octave.
Yes, Octave Pro.
Octave.
But you find, you know, fathers or even mothers teaching their little girls to have these affirmations in the mirrors. And you see these videos going viral of little girls doing their morning affirmations while they brush their teeth or they comb their hair. And so we have a whole generation of girls, young girls and young men coming up who admire who they are and who know who they are. And even if they forget sometimes, it's so instilled in them. Like I remember seeing my husband. My husband walks with this air of confidence. I had no idea, like, where does he get that from? And I asked my mother-in-law, and she said she always told him, it's the same thing, you know, it's similar to the affirmation Tina just mentioned, but that he was, that nobody was better than who he is. Nobody is better than him. Like, he's equal to anybody he meets. It doesn't matter if the person is in the boardroom, he's the CEO. Nobody is better than he is. He's just
celebrity.
Yes, celebrity. Oh, let me give you that joke. You know, the other day, my husband was at work and some famous person stopped by and was touring the building, and you know, the owners wanted to take a picture with the celebrity. And they're like, "Oh, Marlon, do you wanna take a picture?" And Marlon's like, "No, I'm good. I see a celebrity every day." And you know, his boss was like, "You know, what celebrity do you see every day?" He's like, "I look in the mirror."
I love it.
And his boss was like, and I mean dead face, like nothing. He was just plain. He's like, "Yeah, I look in the mirror every day. I'm the celebrity. I don't need to be taking pictures with no celebrity. I know who I am." And he was like, "Wow, I really love your confidence." And he is like, that's just who he is, because his mother instilled that in him. So it doesn't matter who you are. You know better than me. Period. And when I heard her said, I was like, okay, so listen, Cameron. I mean, once Cameron was born, I made up a song. Cameron can still sing it today. And I tell him, you know, who he is, who he is going to be. And nobody is better than him. So he knows that. And he still, he now walks with that confidence, the same confidence that I saw in my husband is the same confidence I now see in my son. So those little things that we see where parents are teaching their kids nowadays, we need to continue that, because it does work. It works, people. And we can still do it today. We have affirmations. Trina have, and she will let us know.
Yeah. I got you.
You know, for you to repeat to yourselves, you can still instill these same values right now. It's never too late.
Drop it on Facebook. She got tons of them. Yeah, and sometimes your parents didn't do it for you when you were growing up. So we know that it's important to add those affirmations to our kids, right? But sometimes our parents, where they were from, they didn't really know about affirming children and whatever. You just go do what you're told and that's the end of the story. So sometimes a parent didn't really realize back then how important affirmations were, right? But you got your own mouth now, girl. Dude, you have your own mouth. There's mirrors everywhere. I know you check yourself before you walk out the house. You.
Exactly.
Can speak.
Yeah, when I look on the matter and I only can start talking about it. Affirming the self while I shave. Affirming the self when I put on a makeup. When I'm not washing the face. It doesn't take much. Just sometimes, because we get so much negative talk. There's so much negativity in this world. Sometimes you step out your door and you hear negativity. So you
guard up.
Like, sword up, guard up. You have to keep protecting yourself. So you have to tell yourself all the good things before you even step outside.
Because the negative is talking loud and proud. Loud and proud. And what we're not going to do, if we speak already and put the positive declarations in there in the morning, by the time the negativity comes, you're like, whatever.
I'm out.
It bounce off.
It just cut your eye off it real quick. Because it's like, speak to the hand. I'm not really even entertaining you right about now, you know? And so it doesn't penetrate into your emotions or your spirit or anything. It literally bounces off. Right. Okay? So affirmations help in such a way that it literally take you from a direction where you were going and literally turn you in the opposite direction. These things are good. So you have to, give yourself some good affirmations morning time. You know, we'll put some on Facebook, obviously, because, listen, we're going to talk our way. We're going to decree our way out of negative cycles, patterns. You know, we're going to decree our way out of all this stuff, because guess what? There is light. I tell my son all the time, there is a life and death in your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him all the time. I tell him all the time. And if you can say, you know what? Sometimes we're so miserable. We have the kids and we just expect them to just be achieving. And nobody says, I see what you're doing. I'm proud of it. I see what you're doing. I see you. They want to be seen.
Even teenagers, people, trust me. Even teenagers.
Especially teenagers. Especially
they might pretend that they don't want to be seen.
They so busy, right?
That's when they need it the most, is during that period. Yeah, from 13 to 18, that's when they need us. They might act like they don't need us, but that's when they need us. That is the time. They need those affirmation.
Because they, if they don't get it from you, they begin to look for it outside. They don't get what they need. You know them, you see them. And sometimes they're changing in front of you and you don't really know who you're going to get. But at that point, you start asking them questions versus just having a lecture, preaching to myself. You ask questions because by now, your teenagers, they have opinions.
They do.
They have positions about things. They think about things a certain way. Their mind is just such a beautiful thing. You're like, oh, I guess something rubbed off. When you really ask them some questions, you get to see that all of what you were doing isn't in vain. But sometimes we don't ask.
And a lot of times, you're not going to see it until they're placed in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you see your true, like, sometimes, as you say, until you kind of ask, but even because, you know, well, my son grunts, there's hardly communication, but put into a circumstance or a situation where you think that they weren't listening, you start seeing them regurgitate some of the things that you have told them in the past. So they are listening. So just keep talking.
That's it.
Listen, man, I love, we did say we had talked about, and we're gone in a little pit of them. Yes, we love them.
Yes, but we were talking about self-love.
So, yes, but what we have done is teach them how to love themselves and to affirm themselves. Because at the end of the day, if your parent don't give it to you and you can't give it to yourself, your kids got to learn how to do it for themselves and don't wait for other people to do it for them.
True.
So that's just what the whole idea, where you don't wait. People always wait. They want the knight in shining armor to come and write them the poem. Write yourself the poem. Listen, in my book, I write myself a poem. Because at the end of the day, we're waiting for Prince Charming to come and write a poem to us. If I'm a writer, why am I waiting for some Prince Charming to write me some poem?
All right. You don't know. Yeah, wait for the lyrics.
And lyrics is just a bunch of gas.
Lyrics, my girl. Yeah, wait for lyrics.
Tina, I love lyrics. Oh, yeah, go on.
No, sir. My husband tell me, he said, lyrics. Me not lyrics, you know what?
Lyrics degree.
Can't wait, my lyrics, oh man. Let me just break this down to you. I lied to my tail.
It sounds sweet, you know, my girl. Sure. It sounds sweet.
Sweet? Nothings.
Where is it? It not have no substance. You're the rose in my garden, pretty little flower. Garden angel, garden mother. To the end, and also I love one and only. I don't need another. No, it's so funny because the reason why I was singing that was because I remember in class, Marlon actually wrote those in my calculator. You know when it, you know your calculator have like a fold and have a flap. Marlon wrote the Buju song in that. The boy didn't ever have no sense.
Girl, I'm gonna read my poem to myself. You know why I hear it?
Lyrics for my friend. Lyrics way.
Pop some lyrics for me, I know.
Oval-shaped brown face with perfectly slit radiant eyes. Beneath arch brows, eyeball is a slight tint of pink from sporadic tears flowing over the lid of my eyebrow. Tears of sadness, no, but tears of fullness.
heart-filled fullness, for I came out of their shadow and collided with the image of me, the essence of my greatness, and the light of my Lord within. In this rebirth, I shout into the wind, "Hello, world! Meet the new me, a woman of stature and light, not waiting for love from outside, but loving myself from the inside. Not perfectly sized, I love me. Not my ideal BMI, but I love me. Imperfections under construction, I love me. Purely, deeply, freely, like a mother loves the baby created inside of her. No earning it, just receiving it. Freely, I give myself permission to appreciate the me I am in this moment."
Until next time, add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Beloved Queens.